Okay, today we're going to do part two of giving thanks in all things. But before we get there, I want to give thanks. I'm going to read from something called Church Bulletin Goofs. In our church, a number of people have done the church bulletin. No, these are funny. More people will go to our website once I tell these jokes. Ingrid originally did the bulletin for us. Then Becky did it for like 10 years, and now Lee's been doing it. We've never had a really funny church bulletin goof. So I don't know if we should complain about that or say, praise God, our church bulletin people are like A-plus on like doing everything. Oh, there's a goof. Come watch the Pat. That's got to be Pat Rusk, right? There's only one the Pat. All right, here we go. I don't know where these are from, but they get gathered online. Bertha Belch, a missionary from Africa, will be speaking tonight at Calvary Memorial Church in Racine. Come tonight and hear Bertha Belch all the way from Africa. Ladies, don't forget the rummage sale. It's a chance to get rid of those things not worth keeping around the house. Don't forget your husbands. A good husband might bring a lot of money at a rummage sale. I don't know. The peacemaking meeting scheduled for today has been canceled due to a conflict. Next Thursday, there will be tryouts for the choir. They need all the help they can get. Okay, here's my last one. Barbara remains in the hospital and needs blood donors for more transfusions. She's also having trouble sleeping and requests tapes of Pastor Jack's sermons. Pastors are glad to know their sermons are good for something. All right. Let's pray together. Father, thank you that we can laugh. And thank you, Father, for your command to us to give thanks in all things, to rejoice always. Father, I pray that you would use my message today to help us do that. In Jesus' name, amen. How many of you have been making an effort to thank God more? Now, I noticed Ed did. Yeah, that's great. So let's keep at it. Okay, let's keep at it. And I want to address a subject in a few minutes, which I think will help us in that. The first point, I made this last week, giving thanks, no matter what, in all situations, is counterintuitive. That's a fill-in. It's not what we would naturally think. And a lot of Jesus' teaching is that way, right? You think of the Sermon on the Mount, turn the other cheek, go the extra mile. Love your enemies. All those things are like, what are you talking about? But when we learn to do it, we learn to walk by faith. So the Christian walk is a faith enterprise. So it's counterintuitive. I believe the key for us, this is point two, is we must truly know that God works all things together for good. That's Romans 8:28. And Paul says it that way. He says, for we know that all things work together for good. So if I'm not convinced of that, I'm not going to be able to give thanks in every situation, right? So in the book Prison to Praise, which we were giving away last week, and I don't know if there's some more copies around or not, this Army chaplain, Merlin Carruthers, was learning how to walk with God in a deeper way, and God was challenging him to give thanks in every situation. And so at one point, he had a headache. And he's like, oh, this headache's killing me. And he felt like God said, well, give thanks for the headache. And he's like, give thanks for a headache? Why would I do that? But then he reminded himself that the Bible says God can work all things together for good. So he said, Lord, I thank you for this headache because it's an opportunity for the power of Christ to increase in my life. Is that a sound prayer? Is that biblical? Yeah. And he said after he prayed that, it got worse. And so he was like, okay. And he just like, he kept at it and he went through this thing. And finally, like the next day, I don't know how long it was, the headache was gone and he was healed. And it may sound like, oh, that was so hard, but it actually built his faith. So he started, no matter what was happening, he found himself praying with faith that God could do something good in a bad situation. So then as a chaplain, people are coming to him, you know, people are coming to him saying, oh, you know, my wife wants to divorce me. And he just felt like, okay, we're going to get down on our knees and thank God that this is happening. And the person's like, what are you talking about? And somebody came, oh, my husband's an alcoholic, you know what I mean? And we have to leave. And he says, okay. She goes, don't tell me to stay with him. He goes, I'm not worried about staying with him or not, but we're going to get on our knees and thank God that this has happened. He goes, why would I thank God that my husband's an alcoholic? Well, it's not that you're thanking him that he's an alcoholic. It's that God is able to work in every circumstance. And so that's what we have to believe. We have to believe that every hard thing is an opportunity for our God. And that's what we see in the Bible. That's what we saw in Daniel and his three friends, that they came in situations where they were in danger. They could die, and they said, you know what? We're going to keep our faith in God. We're going to keep praising God. We're not going to bow down to what's going on around us. And so when you get that into your system, it changes you. I appreciated the encouragements today about we can change. We can learn to thank God. Richard Wurmbrand, last week we noticed there's a pastor who's in jail for 14 years, beaten, tortured. He said, I found that joy can be acquired like a habit. You can acquire joy like a habit. That doesn't, again, that doesn't seem to make sense. Well, we're joyful when things go the way we want them to. No, I learned to be joyful in every situation. So he learned that how? Through sufferings. Okay, through trying to, like, he had to hang on to God through situations that most of us would have given up. And he learned to be joyful. So if he can learn that, we can learn that. So I want to encourage you. But you got to go for it. All right, this isn't something, if, like I said last week, any attempt you make is good. Okay, so any amount of increased thanksgiving is good. Praise God for that. But if you want to see God move in a big way, you're going to have to go for it, and you're going to be in hard situations. That's just going to happen, because that's when you need faith. And God responds to faith. God loves it when we have faith. And so as Christians, life isn't always easy. It's hard for us, just like it is for everybody else. But we can have faith. Can we say amen to that? Number three. You can't change most of what you worry about. So praise God for what he can do. I heard this recently. Worrying is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but you don't make any progress. You don't get anywhere by doing it. So let's just learn to praise God. Okay, God, this is my opportunity. I'm going to thank you that you can do something in this situation. I can't. It's beyond me. Most of our things are with people. We can't control other people. We can't control what they do or say. You know, we worry about people at work. We worry about our children. We can entrust people and situations to the Almighty Living God. Praise God. Someone might point out, Dave, in order to give thanks in every situation, I don't like doing it because my heart's not in it. Or I feel like a phony. Well, that's an important thing. Let's think about that. First, this is number four, giving thanks is a matter of obedience to God. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It's not like this is God's suggestion, or if you're having a good day, do it. It's like this is what God wants us to do. So if you obey him, even if it's hard for you, you feel like, oh, my heart's not in it, God's pleased that you're wanting to obey him. You'll make progress by doing it. At the same time, it's true. Does Jesus like hypocrisy? No, that's one of the things that people in the New Testament got severely rebuked for by the Lord. So let's look at David. Okay, David, Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord how often? At all times, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. We looked last week that when he wrote that, what was happening in his life? He was being chased. He was fleeing for his life. The king of Israel was trying to kill him. So an army was chasing him. That's really serious. And somehow he purposed in the midst of that to bless God and thank him. So I think we can learn from looking at David's example. So this is number five. David did not pretend everything was fine when it wasn't. So God's not asking us to pretend like, oh, everything's great, praise the Lord. No. And even in that Psalm 34, David says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. He had fears. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. I have troubles. He went on to say, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. So he's not pretending that everything's great. It wasn't great. I'm in trouble. I'm afflicted. People are trying to kill me. So number six, David let God know how he was feeling. Let's look at Psalm 6 here together. It's on your sheet. It's the second scripture passage. Let's just read this together, okay? Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am pining away. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are dismayed, and my soul is greatly dismayed. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, rescue my soul. Save me because of your loving kindness, for there is no mention of you in death. In Sheol, who will give you thanks? I am weary with my sighing. Every night I make my bed swim. I dissolve my couch with my tears. My eye has wasted away with grief. It has become old because of all my adversaries. Wow. That's honesty in prayer, isn't it? I don't know how dismayed you have to be to get your bones dismayed, but it sounds like you're really dismayed. I'm swimming in tears on my bed. So David was a guy with emotions. And he's crying, literally, to God. He's got enemies, and he's letting God know how he feels. And it's written down, and that's why we resonate at times with the Psalms, because we feel the same way. That's fine. Praise God. You can pour your heart out to God. You can be totally honest with him. So the next point I put is, likewise, be real yourself when you pray. Be real. Tell God what's going on in your mind. Tell God what's going on in your heart. That's where the power is. I thank God that we can be real, that we're not trying to be something phony. We're not trying to be religious. The next point, number eight, David even voiced his complaints to God. All right, this is Psalm 55. I'm going to look at Psalm 55. Starting in a verse 2 here. Give heed to me, he's talking to the Lord, give heed to me and answer me. I am restless in my complaint, and I'm surely distracted because of the voice of the enemy, because of the pressure of the wicked. For they bring down trouble upon me, and in anger they bear a grudge against me. How many of you can relate to that? People have a grudge against you. People are making your life hard. They're bringing trouble on you. Verse 4, my heart is in anguish within me. And the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fear and trembling come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. There were times David was scared. He thought it was all over. I'm going to die. He goes on, oh, that I had wings like a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. Behold, I'd wander far away, and I'd lodge in my wilderness. I would hasten to my place of refuge from the stormy wind and tempest. How many of you can relate to that? He's like, oh, if I could just, like, fly away, go someplace nice, nothing goes wrong, everything's peaceful. There's something in us that we look for that. Well, you know, that place exists. It's called heaven. But when we learn to walk with God and in his presence, we can experience a bit of heaven on earth. And I was honestly thinking that during our testimonies today, as we were reflecting, as the worship team sang, "Great is thy faithfulness." I really feel that. Ingrid and I feel like there's so many blessings in our life. We have a taste of heaven. When we're in close fellowship with brothers and sisters who really love us, there's a taste of heaven. There's people I can depend on. I feel like I can depend on almost everybody in this church. Not everybody has that blessing. A lot of people don't feel like they have anybody they can depend on. So we get to experience something profound. We're blessed people. The point here is David voiced his complaints to God. He goes on and he says that it's not an enemy that was oppressing him. It was his familiar friend, my old close friend. We used to walk together in the house of God. Now he's turned against me. So David has gone through something very real and painful that we can relate to. I don't think there's anything worse than people you really trusted or that you thought you were really close to, and all of a sudden they just turn away from you. Or they turn against you and malign you. That's so painful. And you're just kind of thinking, how did that happen? And so David lets God hear his heart. You know, God knows everything that's going on in your mind and heart anyways. So the right thing to do is to voice it to him. That's a privilege. I want you to take advantage of it because there's a power. We get hung up a lot of times because we're not really being honest with God and ourselves. So let's be honest. Let's be like David. We are allowed to voice what's in our heart to God. Okay, the next point. David was controlled by his faith, not his emotions. So in the midst of being honest, and you're allowed to, God gave us emotions, and we get to be emotional. At the end of almost every psalm where David's pouring out his heart or complaining to God, he ends by saying, I will put my faith in God, or I know God will help me. If we look at Psalm 55, further down after he's lamented and complained, in fact, at one point, listen to verse 16 and 17. As for me, I shall call upon God, and the Lord will save me. Evening and morning and at noon, I will complain and murmur, and he will hear my voice. Now, I laughed when I saw that a couple weeks ago because we were looking at giving thanks three times a day. And I'm like, well, I don't want to put this scripture in and encourage people to complain three times a day. But there are times in David's life where he was complaining three times a day because he really thought he was going to die. Listen to how he ends it. He will redeem my soul in peace from the battle which is against me. There are many who strive with me. God will hear and answer them. Do you hear his faith? We need to be like that. We can be honest, but we need to have faith. And that's the point. I entitled this, Honesty and Faith in Giving Thanks. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. What's that? Honesty. But the Lord will deliver him out of them all. What's that? Faith. And we'll see that over and over again. If you start reading Psalms for yourself, you'll see it. Honesty with faith. You can learn to do this. And as you do it, you'll be strengthened. You'll be blessed. You'll find yourself changing. I appreciated Jess saying to us, we can change. And it's not just Jess. I can look throughout this congregation and see person after person who's changed. You're more like Jesus than you were a year ago or 2 years ago. You're pressing on in your faith. Hallelujah. Let's keep going. Come on, we can do this. If we go back to Psalm 6. So Psalm 6 is when he's dismayed, pining away. He's swimming in his tears. Well, then you get to verse 8 and 9. He's pining away because of his enemies. So he says, "Depart from me, all you who do iniquity. For the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord receives my prayer." Do you believe that God receives your prayer? You should, because he does. We need to have faith in God, and we need to have faith that our prayers are powerful with God. James said the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. And if our faith in God receiving our prayers went up, our anxiety would go down. If our faith that God is hearing me and he can work through this situation, our complaining will go down. And so we can learn to do this. Psalm 42 is a very famous psalm. In it, David is expressing, again, his emotions. Verse 3 says, "My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all day long, 'Where is your God?'" Have you ever had anyone say that or something similar to that to you? Like, "Oh, where's your God?" That really hurts. Because if things are going wrong, you're kind of like, "Yeah, where is he?" "These things I remember, I pour out my soul within me. I used to go along with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God." It's like Ed Hodge, he's leading the people in worship, but then all of a sudden he's feeling crushed. Verse 5, and this is on your sheet. "Why are you in despair, O my soul? Why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence." To whom is David speaking? To his soul. He's speaking to himself. So David is honest. He's real. He complains. He pours out. But he speaks to his own soul, his mind, his emotions. It says, "Hope in God. Don't give up. Don't give in to despair. God is present. He will help me." And you say that to yourself. If you learn to do that, you'll be strong. So number 10 is David told himself to take courage and have faith. He spoke to himself. He spoke to his soul. Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." I love that. When you come on a Sunday, sometimes that's what you need to do. You're, "No, I'm not really feeling like worshiping the Lord." Bless the Lord, O my soul. So what if you don't feel like it? Speak to yourself. Get stirred up. As you begin to do it, your spirit and your heart will lift up with it. The answer to despair and discouragement is praise. That's God's answer. And I have to battle discouragement. I get discouraged about myself. I get discouraged about how dark our city is. I get discouraged about how few people seem to get saved. There's lots of things I get discouraged about. And when you're discouraged, you lose energy. You don't function well. And so you have to get over that. You have to be able to conquer that. And we do that by praising God in the midst of it. I find great help when I read the Bible and it like stirs in me. I say yes to it again. "Yes, God, you are faithful. Yes, God, you are all powerful. Yes, God, you do hear my prayers. Yes, I have a reason to take hope again. I don't have to give up." Isaiah 61 says he gives us a garment of what? Praise instead of a spirit of heaviness, a spirit of despair. So I want us to learn to do this. How many of you believe you can kind of go for it in a bigger way? Yeah, you can. Can we encourage one another to do that? Can we like share with each other? Here's a common thing. We get together, All right, maybe you're down about something. Maybe something's really bothering you. Well, we want to be honest, right? So we can be honest. We can share. But we don't have to dump on each other. Does anybody look forward to talking to somebody you know they're just going to vent on you? And you're thinking, wow, can't wait for this get-together. No, we don't like it. So let's treat each other the way we like to be treated. So we can be honest and we can say, can you pray with me? I'm having trouble praising God right now. I'm having trouble believing there's anything to thank God for in this situation. Well, that's why we need brothers and sisters. Say, well, hey, I believe God can work in this. I'll pray with you right now. And so we do the honesty with faith. We speak to our souls. We declare our faith in God. And he'll work through that. Now, to close out, I want to look at a major hindrance for us. So did you get number 11? David ended his prayers, what? By declaring his faith in God. And I put right after that, David had a real relationship with God. He knew God. God's presence is with me. I'm convinced of that. So God wants you to be convinced of that. God wants you to know that he's with you. God wants you to know that he's your good shepherd. He will lead you to green pastures. He will take you to quiet waters. He will restore your soul. We need that. You know, when you read these things, pray for yourself. Countless times I prayed for myself, Lord, restore my soul. Help me. I need your help. Lead me in green pastures. I need you to lead me. I'm not sure where I'm going right now. We can pray these things. So I was reading an article by Francis Frangipane. And the essence of it was the chief hindrance to giving thanks to God is our pride. Francis Frangipane said, a thankful man is a humble man. Being thankful is a sign that you actually know the Lord in a real way. And you don't just know doctrines about him. And I believe that. It's like when we know God, thanksgiving starts coming forth in the midst of difficulty. Now look at this quote. I put it on your sheet for you. Pride slays thanksgiving. A proud man is seldom a grateful man, for he never thinks he gets as much as he deserves. Do you know anybody like that? Yes. Do you ever feel that way yourself? Yeah, it's common. We live in America. We should get everything our way, by golly. And I shouldn't have to wait more than 2 minutes to get a burger at McDonald's either. And the light should be green, not red, when I come to it. Sometimes we come over to morning prayer, and there's this one light on Foster Street that some mornings it just feels like it's not working. So Charlie and I are like sitting there. It's red. It feels like the other people come and go. It changes again. The other people come and go, and I'm still there. I can't turn left. Misha's amening my, okay. So, I mean, somewhere, I just turn left anyways, finally. I'm just like, well, I'm going to have to plead, have mercy to me if a policeman stops me. Our whole society, our whole culture teaches us that we deserve everything we want. That's a very dangerous idea. It's a very dangerous idea. What if God gave you everything you deserved? Every time you were proud, every time you were selfish, every time you spoke against somebody else, every time you gossiped, what if God gave you everything you deserved? Do you really want that? No. I love that we celebrate the cross. We sing about Jesus. We sing about the cross almost every week. The cross shows us what we deserve. The wages of sin is what? Death. That's what we deserve. And Jesus took it for us. We need to believe that. We never outgrow believing that. It keeps us humble. It keeps us aware that we're saved by grace. It's a gift of God, not a result of works. The grace of God keeps us thankful. So the last point, the cross shows us what we truly deserve for our sins. So, Ed, if we can have a closing song here. So kind of sum things up. When you pray, what should you be? Thankful, but real, right? Okay, we're going to be real with God. We're allowed to voice our complaints. But are we going to be complainers? No. We voice our complaints, but we're going to be praisers, not complainers. We're going to be thankful, not despairing. Not proud and I didn't get what I deserve. Humility is a great quality to have. With each other, we're going to encourage one another. Yeah, we are going to praise God in every situation. We're going to believe that he can intervene. That's where the faith comes in. Okay, we're not fatalistic. Did anybody see the movie Bridge of Spies? Oh, not very many people saw it. Well, it's about spies, and there's this Russian spy, and he gets captured in America, and an American lawyer's forced to defend him. It's actually quite a good movie. And the lawyer looks at the spy sometimes, and he goes, "You don't seem to be very upset." And he goes, "Well, would it do any good?" But it's not like a faith in God. It's like fatalistic, like, you know, being upset isn't going to help things. That's not what we're talking about. We're saying, no, worrying doesn't do any good, but there's a God who hears my prayer and works all things together for good for those who love him. You love him. He's on your side. Hallelujah. So let's just pray. Father God, we want to be people who know how to be real with you. Let us be like David. Let us pour our hearts out to you, pour our complaints out to you, pour our feelings out to you. Get them off our chest. But then, Father, let us stand on your truth that you are with us, nothing is too difficult for you, and you work all things together for good. And that we would walk by faith in you. Father, help us. So just take a minute. Just talk to the Lord about whatever he's addressing in you concerning giving thanks, being real, putting off complaining. Just talk to him for a minute about it, and then we'll close with our song.